Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race. Drag Race.
You know what? Just start.
What happened to me? Drag Race podcast. I'm Alec Mappa. I've lost the ability to speak. I had COVID, so everybody get off my dress.
No, you don't blame everything on COVID now.
It's all COVID's fault. Ladies and gentlemen, the queen of all media, Lonnie Love. Okay, I looked at your Instagram this morning. I saw that you went to the Black Adam premiere.
Yes.
And I want to hear about everything. I want to hear about the movie. I want to hear about seeing The Rock in person.
We don't
everything.
Have that much time because we have a very special guest, but I did go to New York.
Who's our guest today?
Jada Essence Hall is our guest today. I am so excited.
Jada Essence Hall.
Oh, my goodness.
Winner of season 12 and star of All Stars 7.
And
unbelievable.
I have so much I want to talk to her about.
Me too.
So I cannot wait. But I just got back from New York. And
Black Adam, go.
It was a wonderful premiere. I got to see The Rock. The Rock was in an all red suit with no shirt. And I was standing there trying to lick his chest.
Oh, my God. How close did you get?
I got about 100 feet.
Oh.
You take the pictures, right? You know, they shuffle you along.
Okay.
Because when he comes, they shut down the carpet. You know,
yeah,
the carpet
yeah.
just There's, goes.
Nobody so, wants a picture of anybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, just don't.
That's why I always go early. Like, if the red carpet's early. At 5, I'm there at 4:15 so that at least somebody pays attention to
And it
to
was
me.
In the middle yeah. of Times Square. And I also went because one of my good friends, Aldis Hodge, is also starring in the movie. And it was just so great to see him and his family and his mom.
Right.
And so it was like a celebration. But actually, there weren't a lot of like celebrities. It was in the middle of Times Square. There was a bunch of fans. So I was able to take pictures with all the fans. And it was just, and if you go to my Instagram, you can see, you know, all the pictures. And I went to about four, the Michael Jackson musical.
Yes.
You have to go see that.
Really?
And also Strange Loop, which I also heard that Bob the Drag
Queen is
closing
soon.
It's closing soon, but Bob the Drag Queen is going to be hosting a special night in October of Strange Loop, which just won, I believe it was Best Musical for Tony.
Yeah, Strange Loop. My friend John Andrew Morrison is in that show and was nominated for a Tony.
Oh.
And I think played one of the parents of the main character on the show. And he's absolutely unbelievable.
Oh, you know, my friend Samuel Jackson and Daniel Brooks are in a piano lesson, which is
Did you go?
I went to that. I went to like 4 plays in 3 days.
Yeah. And I want to hear about Piano Lesson. Was it unbelievable? Because that's one of my favorite plays.
Beautiful. John David Washington, who is Denzel Washington's son, plays the lead role. Samuel Jackson's wife, LaTanya Richardson, actually directed the whole thing. It just had its opening night last week. And it was just great. And then I also there's another play that I went to go see, Top Dog Underdog, which stars my
friend Susan Laurie Parks.
Yes. Corey Hawkins, who was in Straight Outta Compton. So he was great. And
did you see Yaya? Did you see Yaya afterwards?
Did I see did Yaya, see honey? Yaya? Yeah, I heard Yaya for you. Okay.
Oh my
It
God.
Was just phenomenal.
Did you watch Watchmen on HBO?
Yes.
Yaya's naked in Watchmen.
Anyway,
and it's like,
had a great time.
It's just he's so beautiful. He's so beautiful and so talented.
You know,
it makes
it's
me jealous.
Just a really good time in theater. And I love supporting my friends. As a matter of fact, since I was in New York, I went to Sherry Shepherd's new talk show and I was a guest on her show. Wonderful time. And I got to see my old castmate from The Real, Adrian. She just had a baby. I got to see her baby. You guys are caught up with Lonnie in New York.
Okay. One more question before we get to a break and when we come back. Jada Essence Hall, since you are on the verge of becoming a movie star yourself, and you saw all these great performances,
yes,
were you inspired? Was there something like, okay, I want to try that, or she did this, and that looks good?
I definitely was inspired. That was another reason why I wanted to go, just to get the feeling of being in a live play. And
yeah, Danielle
that.
Brooks.
Like, oh, Danielle was just awesome. And you know what? I got to talk to her afterwards. And I'd also want to say, for Strange Loop, RuPaul is also one of the producers, which is a great thing. So,
and Jennifer Hudson.
Yes, which is the reason why she got her EGOT. But when I talked to Danielle from the piano lesson, it was funny, Alec, because she told me, she looked at me, because they were still in previews when I saw it. It wasn't opening night. And she said, I was so nervous. And I was like, you're nervous. And, you know, from the stage, you couldn't tell. But she was like,
you can't tell.
She's like, 4 weeks. And I was like, well, how long did it take you? Because, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. How long did it take you to learn your lines? And she was like, it was like about 4 weeks. But our dress rehearsal was not together. And we had to get it together. And you know what? That was what I needed to let me know. It's okay.
It's not perfect. It's always
exactly.
a process.
Exactly. Yeah. So I really feel good about that. But, and I also feel good because we have Miss Jada Essence Hall coming up, and we're going to talk to her, and I'm going to tell her about your little crush on her too, Alex.
Oh no, busted.
Okay, squirrel friends, don't go anywhere. After this break, we'll be joined by our all-star guest, a queen who knows how to win drag race, Jada Essence Hall.
We'll be right back.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, hello, hello. Today is going to be beautiful. Our guest is no stranger to Drag Race. She won season 12 from her own house and was all over our screens for the unforgettable All-Star 7, the best season of Drag Race.
Yes.
Ever, please join us in saying, look over there! And welcome to the podcast, The Essence of Beauty,
Jada
Essence
Hall.
Hey, y'all.
I'm
literally that intro. Thank God I got to sit here and listen to that because I feel really tickly all over my body right now.
How you been doing?
Yeah.
I've been doing amazing. I'm like, right now, I'm like finally at home in Milwaukee, like having a little rest moment after like finishing the tour and everything. But it's been good.
Where did you tour? Where'd you go?
We just, for the first time ever in my life, I was on a world tour. We like toured all over Europe. We toured Canada. We toured America. And I got to host.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Highlights. I want to hear highlights of Europe and highlights of
the tour. Let the squirrel friends know.
Yeah. Let the squirrel friends know.
Okay. T, the tour was, it was Work the World, which, I mean, if I don't know if either of y'all have ever been to Work the World, but if you have not, like, you, it's like one of the biggest shows. And like oftentimes at the meet and greet, people are like, this is my first drag show. I'm so excited. I'm like, please do not consider this your first drag show, because when you go to another drag show, it's going to be, we have pyrotechnics. We have like $1 million screens. It's completely different.
You're like the Disneyland of drag shows. And then in a regular bar setting, it's more like a county fair.
I'm like, the shows are great. Each show, drag shows outside of Work the World are amazing too. But I'm like, it's another scale. So I'm like, it's a different show. But we went to Europe. We were able to go like to Paris. We had like a really great dinner.
Was this your first time going to Europe ever?
I've been to the UK like a million times. Mm-hmm. And literally the first place that I've ever been out of the country was the UK.
Yeah.
Randomly before our season started, they went over to like see a couple of the girls. It was me, Dahlia, Nikki. And we like had a great time, and then the pandemic happened, so I didn't go anywhere. And then when it opened up and I was able to travel the world, I went back to the UK, which is one of my favorite places. And then was there for like 2 weeks touring, and then left, came back again, and was there for like it was great. But like to see some other places outside of just the UK too was like amazing.
Yeah,
we literally like would wake up in the morning, look out the hotel window, and there's like a palace.
Okay.
Just, like, wow. Down the street. I'm like, kind of crazy.
What was your favorite country?
Oh, my God. This is not fair. Because there's a lot of people out there that will get me.
Oh, they won't get you. No. Everybody will love you. Listen, really quickly, if you're not familiar with Work the World, currently on WOW Presents Plus, there is a series, a documentary series called Work the World, which covers this very tour.
Yeah.
And each episode is devoted to an individual queen. And when you see how hard these queens work.
Yes.
They literally go from town to town, do the meet and greet before the show, which to me is insane.
Right.
They get on the bus immediately after, travel on their day off, and do another show immediately, and it is non-stop.
So which one was your favorite? What country?
I will say this. I love the UK. They hold me down, but there was nothing like seeing Paris.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was very much like, and I missed, like, we were in France for like three stops, but I had to like go do promo for All Star 7 in New York. So I missed Marseille and I missed like Lyon, but I was like, if everything in the universe is right, I'm going to go to Paris. This is my first time in my life ever going to Paris. I have to be there.
Yeah. Did you shop? Did you shop? Did you like go to the Rue de la Paix or Champs-Élysées?
I will say this. I shopped, more specifically in Milan, but nobody, it doesn't matter what I bought, nobody shops like Plastique.
Oh, wow.
Plastique.
Like what?
It's like
Plastique Tierra.
Yeah, it's like, nope, it's not even a battle of who can shop the best, but it's like you just go out and then it's like, you'll be like, look at how cute this top is. And then she's like, look what I found. And she pulls it out of her bag and I'm like, oh.
Oh, she's Asian. She's Asian. That's why. I can say
Prada.
That because I'm Asian and we have the eye and we have the fever. Is she tall? She looks tall on Instagram.
She's taller than me.
Mm-hmm. How tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay.
5'8", 5'9". Wow. I don't know.
You don't look that tall on TV. You look
petite.
Yeah.
You look like a Bratz doll, like I could hold you in the palm of my hand on television.
I think it's literally the combination of two things. When I was on season 12, everybody told me, they were like, God, you look so much taller on TV. I don't know what it is. And then this time on All Star 7, every bitch was so much taller than me. It was like,
oh, really?
Besides me and Trinity, we were like 5'9", 5'8", 5'. We're like literally the same size, same shoe size, everything.
Uh-huh.
And everybody on the season just seemed to like tower over us.
Oh.
And
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? Let's go back. Let's go back, Jada Essence Hall. Let's go back to the beginning of you.
Yeah.
I always like to know, where did you get your name, your drag name from, and who you are, and why did you want to do this art form? Because, you know, Alec and I, we're just super fans. Yeah.
We are super duper fans, especially of yours.
Yeah. So where did you get your name and how did you start?
Well, my name is like super, so random. Like the first part is like, I had this friend that I worked at a job at a place I will not say that hated me. And I also hated them.
Oh,
so
no.
The feeling was mutual.
Oh, see, you're better than me because I would be like, it was California Pizza Kitchen in an
it
Indiana.
Was,
that would have been him.
It was. Woo! Yeah. It was. And I was a call center technician.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, and we would use our break to sneak away and enjoy our lives. And so we were riding up the street one day, and she was like blowing her horn, and like she had this wig, and I was like playing with it in the car. And she like blew the horn and like rolled the window down. It's like, y'all think my friend is cute? Her name's Jada. And I'm like, what? And like turned like this in the car, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, and like, I don't know why in my mind when she said that, it just stuck in my head. So when like I started to do drag, like no other name even made sense besides Jada. And I, was,
oh,
I don't even know why.
Gosh.
And then the essence part I got from, like, I had a different drag mother. I ain't even going to go full, like, y'all, this will be another podcast. I ain't going to go fully into the drama, but we had a drama-filled mess when I had met who was my drag mother who passed away, Taj Mahal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that's where I got my last part of my name, but it was a mess, and it was drama, and so I changed. It was like Jada Dumar Hall. I'll say it. I'll say it. What a I went through a lot of names. I was Jada LaRue, trying to be fancy. I was making up. I didn't know what the name would be, but it was going to be elegant. It was like making up, like, Jada Champagne, making up names that felt like things, caviar, things that seemed rich. And then one time my boyfriend told me that I was the essence of beauty. And and it didn't start out that way. I guess he just made it work because we were trying to find a new name because the drama with my other then drag mother, we had to get escaped that. So, and then she became Jada Essence Hall.
Wow.
Randomly.
And that was it. That is beautiful.
It's like, beautiful.
You know,
a tapestry of randomness.
I love
It sounds like because you wanted to choose an elegant name, that was always going to be your brand. Is that what you were aiming for? Because one of the reasons you're my favorite is I couldn't wait to see what you brought to the runway.
Thank you.
So Lonnie and I want to know, and our school friends want to know, what were your favorite looks in your season and your favorite looks in All Stars, and then we'll tell you ours.
Okay, it's me. Okay. I will say I loved a lot my purple runway. I think that was like iconic moment for me. I super loved my Stars and Stripes because they came to this moment where we were all, when we did the political debate, I will be honest, I was like, I'm just going to have fun and let go. And I also thought at the same time, I was like, oh, girl, they are going to know that you just diverted from everything you wrote down. And so they're going to gut you. And I said, well, at least the outfit is looking delicious today.
I know. And then you had your catchphrase, look over there.
Yeah, and at that point, I didn't even know if that would be a thing. And when you do the show, you say things, and then you, like, you go on the runway, and they're like, are you proud of what you've done? And you're like, I don't remember what I said yesterday. I just, like, I said stuff, and now I'm nervous that I'm going home. And I'm just wearing this look, and I'm hoping you like it. It's very that. And so when we did that, I was like, I don't know if I'm in the top. I don't know if what they were looking for. I don't know if it was was it funny? But I was like, I know if none of us were funny, at least the outfit will probably bring it home for me.
Okay. So, all right.
And I'm just going to let you know right now, Jada Essence Hall, that Alec Mappa has a crush on you. He had a crush on you all through All Star season 7. That's all he kept talking about. The whole
thing. It happened after Snatch Game when you were Prince. I was like, I became like watching the television like 13 years old. Like, I love her and I don't know why. I can't stop looking. You were so
gorgeous.
Sexy. And what Michelle Visage said was true is that you kind of embraced it and kind of acknowledged that it wasn't fantastic, which made it fantastic. And your hair was so great.
And every time you came on the screen, you would, to me, uplift the episode. Like, if it was feeling kind of like wonky, you would come. It's just this down-home-ness that you have about yourself.
I feel like it's like in my household, and I feel like oftentimes people relate in their family situations, and then when they leave home, you might not feel like that same like comfort. But I'm like, in my house, we would just like be stupid. Like,
I love stupid.
When I tell you, you would wake up in the morning and I would wake up to my mother roasting me. Like, I would wake up, she was like, good morning, sleeping beauty. And I'm like, what? And she's like, the way you laid out on the bed last night. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, it's not my fault. Your panties all in your butt this morning. Like, you know, like, and so like, it's just like natural for us just to be like, that you don't really take, like, life is already so serious and, like, so many crazy things. And also, when you know, like, y'all do the work, there's a lot of things, like, even the work is, like, sometimes it's easy days, sometimes there's hard days.
Right.
But there's a lot of stuff that can happen on the job and when you're working that go wrong. It's like, you don't need to create extra drama because, trust me, drama will happen. Just have a good time.
Right. That's the best philosophy ever. Your look in your season that I love, that I just, it's in my head.
You know it.
The yellow tulle.
Oh my God.
Fantasy was so elegant. And then in your All-Star season, all the black hair.
That's all you talked about.
All the black hair that you brought.
That's all he talked about.
Yes.
When your matrix black hair. The one where your face was completely white. I loved all the black hair. The Marie Antoinette braids, which I've never seen on anybody.
But the one I loved, you know, we really went off on that, was the Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
That was like... How did that come about?
Yeah, did you make that? That was unbelievable.
Literally this time, like I was like, and I've been, since I've been home, I was like looking at my machine and I was like, I kind of need to start sewing again. I kind of miss it. But I didn't have the chance to like sew. Like the yellow dress, I have to say shout out to Lynn from Milwaukee. She's from Milwaukee. She's made stuff for Trixie. Me and Trixie are both from Milwaukee. So she's like worked with both of us on our seasons.
Fabulous.
And like, it was incredible. And then Gag was the only other yellow thing that I've ever worn on Drag Race was my Prince look. And she also made that for me.
Wow.
Shout out to Lynn. And then shout out to G, OMG Wigs, for always making my hair. He's been doing like a lot of hair for like a lot of the girls now. And like, I'm super proud of the success. Yeah. So keep it up. But Joshua Naponte, like we like usually collaborated on like most of my looks for the show. And like when we thought about it, it's like the list says, like, it'll tell you on the list. Like, okay, girl, you need a transitional look. And it said three looks or more. And I was like, I kind of want to be that girl that's like, I want extra credit.
Right?
Yeah.
And then also in my head, I was like, I've always loved like the season. And so like we went through it and then like we get on the phone, like the way that we like, he's also just as crazy as me. So we'll get on the phone. And I'm like, and maybe we could do this. And he's like, but if the wind came and swept around you, and I'm like, it sweeps this way.
Oh.
And it's like this. And then he's just like sketching and we just like, the process is insane. I don't even know how like sometimes we make things and I'm like, how did we even get here?
It was a showstopper. And it just kept going and going and going.
And you know what was like the crazy? Like, he literally used like techniques that I've not seen like designers use. I've never seen him use before. It was like just, which makes me like very proud of the look because
like,
it was
like techniques like what?
Like what?
Like the way in which like he, the fabrics that he chose to like lay it down and like even like to layer, the way we, it's very hard to explain. I'll have to show you the look. One day, hopefully I'll be
because
in LA to show
layers,
you.
Because it's layers, so the fabric, are you saying it was like a very light fabric or a different, okay.
Yeah, because you couldn't tell. It looked like one dress when you came out.
Yeah.
And then you just started spinning. Could you rehearse that or how did you get that? Because it was perfect when we saw it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had, when I got there, the first thing he told me, he immediately was, this outfit is a lot. So like, put the body, put on your body right now, get everything ready the way it'll be. And we need to go over and like change and like start practicing. And I was like, I don't get it. Utica helped him make that look from season 13. And so she was in the video modeling for me how to get out, like how to do the look.
Amazing.
Yeah, so I like have the video of Utica like modeling the look for me.
Fabulous.
And when we got there, I'm like, y'all, I have a video of the look. Y'all have to, like literally, y'all have to give us the time to look at the, we have to be able to do that, please. Because otherwise, this is a mess. And it's like, you need like two people twist, you have to like twist the fabric in a very particular way to like lay it flat enough that you don't see the bulk.
Right.
Yeah. It was like when I saw
you
it, I'm like,
you pulled it off. Because like there's so many times on Drag Race now, especially during the finales, where everybody has a reveal and they come out looking like a giant loofah from the shower. So you know what's going to happen. The other look, and then we'll move on because I have you here, so I have to fangirl.
Go ahead.
The other look that your finale
I'm
look
living.
That Josephine Baker silver fringe with the short wig.
Come
and
on.
I'm not a fan of short wigs, but you were so, like, I'm so gay, I just got goosebumps thinking about it. That was beautiful.
Thank you. You know what, like, it was so crazy because in my mind, when I did the finale of season 13, it wasn't the same dress, but that was the kind of moment that I wanted to pay homage to. I'm like, I think about, even if it's reality TV, I'm like, just thinking about the doors to be in television and be in entertainment that, like, black entertainers, like, have laid a pathway before me. And I'm like, I'm literally in places that they were not even able to go through the front door of, where they were able to win, if they were able to win awards, you won an award and had to get ushered through the kitchen.
Yes.
And so I was like, when I was in my mind, I was like, if I'm able to be at the finale, if I win, I want my moment to be like a moment that honors all of those people who were not able to be proudly on that stage and just like celebrate it. And so we end up taking a different route for the finale. And I was like, no matter what we do, I'm like, I have to give this moment, like this super like moment for like all the elegance of like black Hollywood, all the people who weren't able to be celebrated. And so me and Joshua, we like talked about it, and like, I don't know exactly what I want it to be, but I wanted to be this. And then we like went back and forth. And I was like, well, I've always also wanted to like have like this beat it moment. Because when I used to do the pageants back in the days, a bitch was broke. Broke down like a used car. And so I could never afford like a fringe gown. And like we talked about it, and we like talked about the elegance of like Josephine Baker. And
yes.
Like, do you know that that man, I went to assuming that there was going to be the fitting. And when I got there, he told me, he's like, yeah, for the way that I want the dress to fit you, there's no way that we can do the fitting. I have not made anything for this dress yet. And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, I have to leave soon. He literally, I put on my shoes and my body and everything, and he built that dress on my body.
What?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, it was, I could not believe. I was like, what?
Yeah, we couldn't get over it.
You are doing so much right now, and we know that you are really super busy, but you have to talk to us about your podcast with your season 12 sister, Heidi in the Closet.
Yes!
What made y'all want to do a podcast?
You know what? I'm going to give Heidi her credit. Heidi kept saying we should do a podcast, and I told Heidi, I said, girl, don't nobody want to hear our black asses just talking. nobody wants to hear that, and nobody cares. And I also was always afraid, like, I, like, abhor my voice. Like, I cannot stand my voice. I don't even know abhor is the word. I don't even know that's a word. I'm just making up stuff. But I always hated my voice. And I was like, no, I don't want to know if I want to hear it or people want to hear it. And, like, we did our first episode of the podcast. And literally, we were, like, 48 out of, like, over a half a million podcasts on Apple Podcasts. And I was, like, gagging. Yeah. But I think, like, me and Heidi, we have, like, such a dynamic together. Like, we both don't take life too seriously. I think, like, the dynamics of, like, me being from the city, her being from the country, I don't mind giving her, like, shit. She is always attacking me, which is kind of funny. And right now it's going to seem one-sided because I'm here and she's not, thankfully. Yeah. But she's always attacking me and I'm always defending myself. And, like, with the podcast, I just feel like it's just a way for us to, like, escape. And it's weird because to me, it's, at first, I thought it was just a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something very powerful about, like, the way over at Mom Podcast, they allow me and Heidi to have a voice and to say whatever it is we want to, whatever mm-hmm. we want to talk about. We can, mm-hmm. like, we're not producers of our podcast, thankfully, because it's too much work on this side. But we have the moment where we can, like, have little producery things where we, like, this is what we want to talk about. These are the people we want to hear.
Right.
We're interested in science, and we're interested in sometimes things about sex, and we're interested mm-hmm. in a million things. And, like, everybody out there in the world is interested in things, too. And we talk about what we want to know and what people want to know. And we have a very close connection with our listeners. I don't know. It's like the podcast I've like found has been the most freeing thing that I've done in a very long time.
It sounds like, I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to. It sounds like we get just to hang out with the two of you for the podcast. And nothing sounds like more fun. What I loved about you on the show, especially in All Stars 7... If you ever need an ego boost, by the way, I'm going to DM you my phone number, and I will just tell you how amazing you are all the time. Is the vulnerability and honesty, your pride in your culture, like you said, what you just said about bringing Hollywood and the history of all the people before you. On the very first episode of All Star 7, you had this really vulnerable moment where you said, you seemed a little overwhelmed and you were like, I didn't win in a big theater. Yeah. So I feel a little self-conscious being amongst all the winners. And I think that was so endearing.
Yeah, it was very transparent.
Yeah.
I think I, because I'm a crybaby sometimes, but I think that it is very important to me that people are transparent. I feel like Lonnie, you're a G, you are a thug down, but you are also get it, and you're like, I feel like sometimes people need to see people being real, like all the sugarcoated, the trying to be tough, sometimes you just need people to like let a wall down, and sometimes I feel like there's been times where I'm like, oh my God, maybe when I first saw that clip, I was like, oh my God.
I know.
No.
Yeah, I was too vulnerable. Like, I'm embarrassed. Yep, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But then in my heart of hearts, I'm like, I know that there are a million people out there who like go through things and they feel like they have to be like this tough person all the time. And I'm like, that's not the reality of the world. And I'm like, that's why so many people are not happy. Mm-hmm. They feel like you have to just go around and pretend to be happy and everything is okay. And I'm like, and things can be okay. But if you, whatever you feel, say that there's a million people out there who might also agree with you and feel that way. And they also might want to be able to express themselves. Like, I feel like it makes you feel like sometimes like a bad person to wear your heart on your sleeve.
Mm-mm.
But like I said, even about the podcast, I'm like, with the podcast, I do, and that space is like a safe space for me mm-hmm. to wear my heart on my sleeve. And that's why I feel like I like it so much. Because I'm like, I think at the end of the day, all of us, as much as we want to be celebrated and have fun right. and look great and like all the things that come with that, we do also want to be understood. And we want for people to like know where we're right. coming from. And I don't think that you can fully understand somebody unless you get them at the
well,
heart.
Well, you know, this is the thing. This is one of the reasons why Lonnie is so successful at what she does is because she's authentic in every single moment.
Yeah.
Even when she doesn't feel like it, even with whatever day she's having, she brings 100% of herself. And people have a built-in bullshit reader. A built-in. So if somebody comes in and is all sunny and all great and everything's fabulous, something in you is going to go, something's wrong with her. So we had a question for you really quick. A couple wrap-up questions because we're running out of time.
I mean, this is how great, you know, Jada is, just speaking. You know,
so I always say that drag is like a superpower. You know, it's like being a superhero identity.
Bottoming.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, that's a whole other podcast.
I thought that was the question.
What's your drag superpower? Bottoming.
I guess at this point, because people keep throwing me under the bus, like me and my sister Kabora, we recently did a gig and we like landed there very last minute and they were like, we need y'all to get in drag, which was like something we didn't discuss. Yeah. It was kind of crazy. And I'm like, wait, what? She's like, well, that's good. Jada can get in drag in 15 minutes. I said, girl, wait, what? Shut up. Don't tell people that. Don't say that. Because when you do, then they'll expect you to get in drag in 15 minutes. And I'm like, I think that my drag superpower would definitely be the power to get
quick
in drag
change.
Quickly, even though I never call on that power unless it's on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Not looking like a brick out of drag also helps. There's your beautiful.
Alec, if you keep it up, you're going to have to take me on a date.
Done.
Ooh, see? Okay. No, okay. I have a question. How many times have you been asked vodka or tequila?
Oh, my God. Every day. Y'all, that video was so crazy. And I love Violet so much. And I respect Violet. So Violet is like, boom. But when I tell you that day, I said, Violet is going to kick my ass. I was just like, because me and Asia, we are always so stupid when we get together. We just like play, like literally like, I think like even with like my sis George, it's like we literally will like improv the whole day. Like just nonsense, stupid stuff, like acting like we run the Bad Girls Club, acting like we're housewives. And people are like, what? And so me and Asia were just like being stupid. And I was like, well, Violet's here today. Let's loop her in. And I was going and I was like, the more I was going, I was like, she's going to just punch me. She's gonna be like, shut up. And she looked at me and she like, and kind of played along. I was like,
phew.
Yeah, it's like, it's good to be like on Violet's good side.
Man, it's all over. Internet, Alec,
two more questions.
Everywhere.
Are you ever coming back to Vegas?
Yes. Literally was just texting about that. And so the plan seems to be, I guess I can announce it here officially.
Yes.
January, I will be back in Vegas.
Yay.
Oh!
Okay, I'll be in Vegas in January. I'm going to go see you. Second question, where can everybody find you on your socials?
You can find me at Jada E. Hall across the board. It's Jaidaehall. I'm trying to get to 1 million followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all could do that, that would be great. You know, doesn't even matter if I do or not. That would just be fun because the fans want me to do it. But also, this is personal. I need followers on TikTok. I need affirmation that even though my TikToks are not the best, that I'm moving in the right direction. I literally have a TikTok that got like over 4 million views where my hair fell off and like the followers did not budge. I'm like, so not that y'all are watching and laughing at me and just going about your day. I'm like, wow.
Well, you are a perfect example of what we talk about every week on the show of somebody who's had this amazing journey, starting out broke ass broke, working your way up, getting onto the television, opening the door for the people behind you. So when you contact Jada or talk about her on any socials, show her love.
Thank you.
She deserves it. She's earned our respect.
Straight
we
up.
Are such huge fans of yours. And thank you so thank much you. For doing the podcast with Squirrel Friends today.
No problem. Thank y'all for having me. Literally, y'all have been amazing. This is one of like my favorite interviews that I've ever done. Like the energy is bright.
Yay!
The energy is bright. Look, y'all, we are all at home. So y'all aren't going to see this. I'm in my like bear onesie that I got matching my dog. We're
so
all
cute.
Chilling right now, but we all still look good as hell. So thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for looking good today. Thanks for speaking well today with me, not making me feel crazy. I love y'all so much.
And Jada, thank you for all that you do and you represent. You really are a role model. We want to, we want you to keep it up, and we wish you nothing but the best, my love.
Same to y'all. Thank y'all for like literally being two icons of color, pushing forward, making things happen, and thanks for being authentic in you.
You're welcome.
I love y'all.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back, and I'm even more in love with her than I was before that interview. I loved how she says that life is, like, hard enough. Don't take anything seriously.
Yeah.
To hear that from one of my favorite queens.
I mean,
one of my most favorite flawless queens.
You know what I like, Alec, when you see a person on television and they're the same person when you talk to them, you know, mm-hmm. in person. And that's mm-hmm. what I get from Jada. I get that, you know, very conscious of who she is mm-hmm. trying to make her mark and will make her mark and is doing it and gave us an exclusive. You see what you got out of her, Alec? Good for you.
Squirrel friends, we got an exclusive. That's so exciting. So remember, show her love.
Yes.
She gave you her socials. Show her love on her socials. Where can we find you on your socials? Lonnie Love.
Instagram, comic Lonnie Love. On Twitter, Lonnie Love. And Alec, where can we find you?
You can find me at Alec Mappa on Instagram and Twitter. We love hearing your DMs. We love hearing from you. If you DM us, we will read it on the air. You can listen to Squirrel Friends, the official RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you like this episode, make sure to rate and review us 5 stars, please, and tell a friend.
You can catch up on past episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race and All Stars on Paramount Plus.
See you soon.
Bye.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.